Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two segments today with our guy, the great Major on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. The first one, legit news, what's happening in D.C. The second one, more lighthearted and fun. So let's get into the topic which we discussed last week when we had the members of Congress who have served the country on the military side, the intelligence side, who put out the video. They're all talking, and in the end they're saying, if you're in the military, you do not have to follow an illegal order. The president handled that very well, calmly, subtly, with nuance, said sedition punishable by death. You know what we normally expect out of the president of the United States. Mark Kelly would respond a little bit more. Then Pete Hegseth, Minnesota's own Pete Hegseth, has been hectoring Mr. Kelly, suggesting that he could be brought back after serving our country remarkably well, harrowing missions for Mark Kelly, that he could be brought back to duty and court-martialed. Also, in fact, was trying to lecture him on the Twitter stream on he's not wearing his medals in the proper sequence. Kelly has pushed back strongly. Now the administration, as they normally do, let things go. No, they're not letting anything go. Suggesting that the FBI might get involved and interview all six. Is this just bluster up until Thanksgiving, or when we chat next week, will this still have any substance to it?
Well, it won't have any substance to it, but that doesn't mean it won't go on.
Yeah.
when I say there's no substance
correctly
to it.
Yes.
When I say there's no substance to it, there's nothing for the FBI. Look, FBI agents get lots of orders, and if they're ordered to ask somebody some questions, they will go ask somebody some questions. But there's nothing for the FBI to do with any of these six lawmakers. There is nothing in the federal criminal code about seditious behavior. There isn't. There has to be a conspiracy, and to be a seditionist, you have to attack something with physical force and the resorting use of violence to delay or obstruct official proceedings or the very essence of the government itself. We revisited all of those legal definitions and nuances after January 6, 2021. Was that an act of sedition or was it an act of protest? All that was adjudicated mm-hmm. then.
Right.
So, posting a video, let's just pause for a second. Posting a video, whether you're a member of Congress or not, whether you served in the U.S. military, the U.S. intelligence community or not, posting a video is not seditious behavior.
No, not even a shred of it.
So there's nothing for the FBI to do other than follow orders and ask some questions. And the ask and answer part will be pretty comical, because if the members of Congress sit down with the FBI agent and say, so you're here pursuant to what article of the federal code? And the FBI agent would say, well, there isn't any. Okay, so what do you want to talk to me about? Well, I was ordered to come here. What do you want to discuss? I mean, the conversation basically breaks down right then and there. Quite separately, as members of Congress, Amy Klobuchar can tell you this, Tom Emmer can tell you this, any member in the Minnesota delegation in good standing can tell you this, they're all protected by the speech and debate clause.
Yeah, right. Rightfully so.
Uniquely, as members of Congress, shielding them from criminal and civil liability for what they say in their official capacity. Now, Hegseth says the video undermined good order and discipline. Well, that's up for debate, but it's not a criminally prosecutable matter.
That's very subjective.
Under the Uniform Code of Military Justice or anything in the federal code. So this is just a spectacle debate. And I go back to what we discussed last week. If the administration, as it says, only gives lawful orders, why would it be sensitive about someone saying you can and should disobey an unlawful order? What's the deal? What is the level of sensitivity, or why this level of sensitivity and retribution and FBI involvement if all of your orders are legal and lawful?
Among the most famous photos of the 45th and 47th president, in the top five is the Donald Trump mugshot, which he has actually used frequently to his benefit. This came about when he surrendered voluntarily to the authorities in Fulton County over the infamous phone call to Brad Raffensperger.
Raffensperger.
Yeah. Come on, Brad. There's too many consonants there. Let's tighten that up again. You know, let's go. Where the president magically said, I want 11,700 more votes and others in the administration. The pressure they were putting on Georgia, because that was one of the key swing states in 2020. That led to Fannie Willis. That led to Fannie Willis and what we would find out her boyfriend, what her classifications, what his classifications were, how qualified he was. Then we had someone else in the last month or so saying they were going to look at it. Now it's all gone. It's all gone. Yeah. It's all over. And once again, there are tens of millions who love the president. There are tens of millions who never want him as president. But I will say this, whenever the man is cornered and you think he's in trouble and this may be a major issue legally, or this could end his candidacy, or this could jeopardize his presidency, my advice, don't ever bet against him.
Well, that's certainly true. And let's go back to the mugshot and something that history will always record about the various indictments, the one criminal proceeding in New York, the conviction in the hush money case. Donald Trump, better than any political actor in the history of our country, turned legal proceedings into political proceedings.
Yes.
And by turning legal proceedings into political proceedings, he gained the upper hand, so much so that not only did he win re-election, but that re-election became the political answer to the underlying legal charges. And I would say this, no one has proved more adept at dealing with two things at the same time, politics and law, better than Donald Trump. He delayed everything he could procedurally on all these legal matters, pushing off as much as he could, as was his right as a defendant, anything that would get to the substantive facts of the cases, while making an overarching political argument that all of this stuff trying to get to underlying facts and law was an attempt to persecute him.
Mm-hmm.
So the country never got to the facts and law. It just got a repetitive declaration that I'm being persecuted.
And a little bit of this, Major, a little bit of, if they can come at me, they can come at you.
Right. Sure. Right. And that is a uniquely politicized approach to this, because Trump basically told his supporters, I am the avatar of this entire movement. And so this entire movement is threatened legally by the efforts to bring me to the bar of justice. Those who prosecuted Trump said, we'd rather not carry this prosecution into the political arena. We'd rather not do this, but the facts of the case are so stark and so clear and the violations so manifest, we have to prosecute you. history will sort out who was right about that. But on the politics, strictly on the politics, Trump won. And by delaying the facts and the law, he was able to communicate in a purely political way. And that mugshot was as pronounced, memorable, and high visibility way of expressing a sort of internal rage that became the kind of internal rage for his movement about everything that happened in Georgia, New York, and everywhere else.
They benefited him politically. They absolutely did. To me, and again, people can say that's subjective. It is. And I think it is also ironic that there have been number of stories where people close to the president, and maybe even the president himself, I'm talking now Joe Biden, where they were befuddled while and angry. Let's take it even further. Why Merrick Garland was taking as much time as he did, in particular, on January 6th. And if Merrick Garland gets to that earlier, and in particular, the January 6th matter, and who knows what happens, you know, with the classified documents, the racquetball court, and on the practice range at Mar-a-Lago, if they get to those sooner, what happens legally with then candidate and former president? And just to add to the irony, there's no denying Donald Trump just views the DOJ as his personal law office right now. He literally publicly directs Pam Bondi what to do, and she does it.
Right. No question. No question about that. And that all falls under, well, it was done to me, so I can do it. I'm entitled. I went through all this hellfire, and I won politically, and I'm now in charge. And I can do it. What's proving problematic for this Trump Justice Department is quite clearly they don't even have a D or F team. They have like, I don't even know how far you want to go down on the alphabet. So many legal filings from this Justice Department misstate the law, misstate basic facts, have outrageous, inexplicable typos like, ChatGPT can fix that for you. What is your problem?
Right.
Go to Claude. Good gripe. There are AI driven proofreaders. What is wrong with you people?
I heard a comparison the other day that I thought was apt. They compared some of these filings to the folks who graduated from Missouri, and I thought that was right on.
Of course. Always the pre-Thanksgiving cheap shot, John Hartman.
All right, let's get to Thanksgiving with our guy, Major Garrett. If the takeout is not one of your podcasts right now, you're dead to me. It is essential. Let's go. Sign up for the takeout podcast right now. It is a must. It's delivered to me about 5:45 or so every day, and I consume it all the time. Back with Major Moments. I want to talk stretch lap. I'm watching David attempt to stretch right now. He could use a little stretch lap. He could. I know a couple of them. Actually, I know three of them not too far where Mr. Josephson lives. You can be somebody. How old are you now? Are you 33?
30. Thank you.
Yeah.
39.
You're 39?
Yeah.
You look tremendous. Maybe it just says how old I am. I'm 174. Whether you're 39... Whether you're 174, whether you're a kid in sports, where you're somebody that lays around, maybe you're somebody who's getting ready to go on a golf trip in a couple weeks, my hand up in the air. Maybe you're somebody that goes to the Lifetimes of the world, the Planet Fitness of the world, and you stretch at home. Good. You still need Stretch Lap. Okay? Stretch Lap are their trained flexologists and all the specific training that they get, the resistance training, where they can stretch you in a very different way. First of all, if you don't stretch much, they're essential. And even if you stretch plenty, they can help you out. They're really good people. Check them out even today. StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Major, tell me your earliest memories of Thanksgiving in San Diego.
So I have almost no memories of San Diego and Thanksgiving. We spent Thanksgiving in Arizona with my grandmother and grandfather, who retired there from Moline, Illinois, and also from a resort that they ran in the summertime in Lake Alexandria, Lake Lahamadou in Alexandria, Minnesota. So they're Minnesotans and Illinoisans. And we would go to their place in suburban Phoenix. It was the very first retirement community built in suburban Phoenix, cleverly named Youngtown. You had to be 55 years or older.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
There's about 8 million now.
Yes, it was the first. It was there before Del Webb and Sun City and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
So we went there. We spent every Easter and Thanksgiving with my grandparents in Arizona. So I don't have any San Diego Thanksgiving or Easter memories. All of mine are in Arizona with my grandparents. And the best part of Thanksgiving is my grandmother, when I say ran the table, I mean ran the table.
Okay.
Which means she ran the kitchen and everything that was on the table. And two generations since my grandmother have tried to make her pumpkin chiffon pie. They have the recipe. They can't make it.
I love that.
It is nowhere near as good as my grandmother's. And everyone acknowledges that. And everyone is heartbroken by it. Like, what did she do? What was that secret something that she had? It's something that grandmas have that the rest of us don't have.
Yeah. Is it possible that she left out the one item intentionally because she wanted to leave a little bit of a legacy?
Exactly.
I love it. Okay, how about with your kids? What stands out with the kids?
So when the kids were young, for Thanksgiving, we would try to do something in the yard, and usually I would have reserved for them a big pile of leaves. And we all know what is the best thing to do with a big pile of fall leaves when you're a child.
Jump right in.
You run across the yard and you jump into them. Yes,
yep.
We would try to do that every Thanksgiving morning.
Now, at what point did the dad stop jumping into the leaves?
I will just say this, and my kids would back me up on this. I'm a jumper, so
yeah, good.
I stay in that frame of mind. I stay in that exuberant place, probably longer than I should have. And I gave all of my kids kind of a run for their money, and like, Dad, we're kind of done with this. I'm like, I'm not. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, that's me too. Like with my older boys. When they started showing interest in sports, I would beat them until at all lengths, and I would use my size against them. I would use whatever relative speed I had against them.
Yeah.
Everybody's a pretty decent swimmer, and I could beat them until they were about 16. I now have exaggerated that, and now I go with, well, I was beating you in swimming at 25, and they just laugh at me and dismiss me like – most people in my life. Okay, so with your job, I know this from our friendship and on air, a lot of times on a Thanksgiving or a Christmas, on a New Year's Day, because of your proximity, mm-hmm. where you live, to HQ, you're on the air. Are you on the air tomorrow night?
No. No, I'm not.
Good.
No, we will not have a takeout Thursday or Friday.
Okay. And you're not stepping in. Well,
no.
You got a football game, right? So you have the game. That's good. Okay,
no,
so
I will have CBS Evening News anchor obligations the week of Christmas, but I am not so obliged this week.
Yeah, because you've told us before you don't care for Christmas and don't believe people. No, kidding. Okay, okay. Let's say Grandma's pumpkin chiffon pie is unavailable. Which it is. Numerous texters are saying they have no doubt that Grandma intentionally sabotaged it, and I love that theory. Tell me, because we're going to expand on this next segment, tell me one item from the traditional Thanksgiving meal that Major Garrett says it absolutely, positively has to be a part of the meal, and one you're saying, I don't care, I'm not going to fall for societal pressure, this item needs to go, and we'd all be better for it.
Yeah, so I have a must-eat item in Thanksgiving that I created for myself.
Oh.
Long time ago, I decided to pursue alternatives to bread-based stuffings, and this will probably please many people in Minnesota. I do a wild rice and sausage stuffing.
Sure.
And I love wild rice. It is a perfect complement to everything else on the table. And this might surprise you about the thing I can do without. And it might not only surprise, alarm, and offend you. Many things do that I say.
Yeah.
I can do without the cranberry thing. I really can.
No, you're right on.
Come on.
It's right on. Now, I'm team stuffing. My father, who also has passed like your grandma, he would call it filling. So it has been called filling on the show and filling at the house. Oldest boy, one of the great miracles in my life, Hunter and I battled about 500,000 times over food when he was growing up. And now on a scale of 0 to 10 as a chef, he's about a 9.8. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He is. We have a group of 16 coming over, and he's going to make about 80% of the meal, including multiple turkeys, multiple stuffings. He also makes the cranberry, and he does it well. But for me, I might do it just to give him like thanks. For me, I'm gonna hot take it the most. Get out of here with the turkey. I don't. You know, he makes a very good turkey. Most of the time, the turkey is dry, and without the gravy, we could go without it.
Sure, and most of the world is like, what? This
yeah.
is a big holiday for you, and you build it around turkey? It's a hard-to-cook bird. It really is.
Yeah, it's...
There are a lot of limitations to that as a central entree item. But
taste.
I work around it.
Yeah.
And we make turkey so we can have turkey sandwiches. That's the thing that's
good.
We look forward to. Second and third day is when the turkey's at its best.
I'm hearing Congresswoman Boebert... Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene are coming over the place. Is that correct? David, is that a yes? Do you think? I think that's
not
a yes.
A million years. A million years.
Yes. The two of you, are any kids coming to town, or what do we got?
So my youngest daughter was coming down from New York today. So I will see her Friday or Saturday, but on Thursday it'll just be my wife.
Beautiful. I am thankful that you're regular on the show. You're a great human, great friend. Have a great day, and we'll talk next week.
Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone.
Major Garrett, right here on CCO. David, thank you. Have a fabulous Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You as well.
He's out because he's now 4.5 hours in. He's tagging out to Josh Wheeler, who's going to take the last 90 minutes of our show and also the 3 hours of The Innovator, Jason DeRosa. A little traffic and weather next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh, glad you're here. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Josh will be here for the rest of this show and then the 3 hours of Jason. Susie is back. Okay, I want texters on this one, and I get it's a different audience. A lot of people are not working today. Mm-hmm. Give me one food that you can remove, no problem from the Thanksgiving meal, and you personally, your enjoyment level will not change at all. And give me another food where if it's not there, cancel the holiday. There's no reason to be thankful. I want the three of us all to be a part of this. I want texters also to be a part of it. So one food item, if you're gathering, maybe at your place, somebody else's place, and they didn't have fill in the blank, you'd be like, good. But then if they didn't have this, where's my coat? Or else get the hell out of my house. Okay? I'm going to go first. And I've alluded this many, many times before. Turkey, dull. I'm fine. Get out of here. I know we are the turkey state. We should be better than producing this dull meat.
Oh, my gosh.
My kid is a maestro with the turkey, so it's going to be as succulent as turkey can be. But get me the ham. Get me the brisket.
Will he bring you an alternative meat? Will he create something for you?
Sister Chris is providing the ham, and she's very good at the ham. So I will try his turkey, because you know me. I'm a giver.
You are.
Yeah.
I'm flexible. Sure. I never say no to anything. I have no defiance in me whatsoever, as both you know. So I'll try that. So turkey, get out of here, and don't even gather if you don't have pecan pie. If you don't have pecan pie, then we're just not friends. We're not friends. I mean, filling is right there, too, again. On this show, it's not stuffing. It's filling.
Okay.
But pecan pie is the greatest pie on the planet. It is so much superior to apple, which is dull. And the pumpkin pie, you know what the pumpkin pie is without the whipped cream? The person at the bar you don't want to talk to.
Wow, that's
pumpkin
harsh.
Pie without, as Quinny would say, the whipping cream.
Quinny.
Does
he like Thanksgiving?
He likes the desserts, and he just likes the whipping cream. So if we put whipping cream on the turkey,
he would
on the stuffing, on his face. he would like it. Mm. All right, Josh, you're next. Mm-hmm. Susan K will finish. The food that has to be there and the food that get out of here, I'll be happier because of it.
Food that has to be there is green bean casserole.
Wow.
I mean, are you any more Minnesotan? Oh my
Luckily, I wasn't born here, so it's to be determined.
I know.
Yeah, it has to be there.
How come?
It's been a staple of my Thanksgiving meal since I was very young.
Very young.
So
hold on. Susie's raising her hand.
I'm raising my hand because I want to ask about it. I do green bean casserole for mm-hmm. our gathering on Thursday at my cousin Luke's. Mm-hmm. I have never strayed from the recipe. It is the French onion, crunchy onions.
Yeah.
It is
the standard.
It is a can of cream of mushroom soup.
Of course. Yep.
All mucked together, and it is muck. It looks awful. And you bake it at whatever for mm-hmm. 45 minutes, and then it is one of the first things gone. At Luke's yeah. house, people love that green bean.
Well, they don't have any taste then. I mean, Josh,
you hate that.
Now, we're having it.
Yeah.
Because we have enough true Minnesotans who, like, hate spice and want to have it. I mean, a man of your diverse tastes, Josh, I was expecting more.
Well, the one food that I can do without is stuffing.
Oh,
my God.
I mean, if I want bread, I'll just have a sandwich. I mean, that's basically all it is bread.
Jesus.
So,
I mean, did you fall coming in here?
I am not Susie Jones.
Are you? You did that slip on. Are you a part of feeding our future? I mean, yeah, against stuffing and pro-creamy casserole. Who are you?
Yeah.
Oh my God! I list you as a friend. That will be
changed. Sarah loves stuffing, so her and I are opposite.
She's the brilliance in the relationship. I mean, we've known that for a while. All right, Susie, you're clearly going to be better than that.
I say something I can do without, which is part of the Thanksgiving meal, would be the cranberries. Yeah. I am not a fan. I don't know why they're there. I think someone thought that in 1898, you should have cranberries on the table. I am not a fan at all, so I would not miss them.
Yeah, you're correct. Excellent there.
Thank you.
I will agree.
And I would say the food that I would leave and maybe go pick some up myself at Cub Food if it was still open would be mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes. I don't eat them regularly. So
outside of Thanksgiving, this is it.
Yeah, I like mashed potatoes. So I went to, say I go.
Yeah.
And the turkey's there and the green beans are there and I also do sweet potatoes.
Yep.
Again, same recipe because people get really irritated if you try to
Does this family, are they willing to try anything new?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Oh my God.
Anyway, point being that I
just put a lot of jalapenos on all this stuff and just see what happens. A lot of paprika. Just mix it up completely.
Screw it all up.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think people really, really look forward to the meal. They look forward to the taste, even though it might be a bit bland. The football, you're wearing something cold.
We're getting all that stuff.
Okay.
We're staying in the food.
I closed my eyes. So mashed potatoes, yes. Cranberries, no.
Among the textures, who is he? Stuffing is the best side dish. Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Next text. Get rid of the green bean casserole, but gotta have gravy. Yeah, gravy's way up there.
Yeah.
Because it covers the bland taste of turkey. Let's see. Mashed potatoes can go. No alcohol. I'm out. Wow. See, here's what I'll say. Now, your mashed potatoes better have some lumps in them, right?
Okay.
Lumpier, the better.
Yeah, the lumpier, the better. The women and the mashed potatoes, very similar. Okay. You got to have some lumps, right? The right spot for the lumps.
You're funny.
You know,
okay.
The watery mashed potatoes, just send me to Guantanamo. I mean, get out of here.
Okay.
Don't care, green bean casserole. Thank you. Care, oyster dressing. I didn't realize Jason was texting in.
Oyster dressing?
I mean, la di da.
Wow.
Okay. I would not miss the green bean casserole. One iota says a texter. I love pecan pie, but even with pecan pie, I want pumpkin pie with real whipped cream. Okay. Essential turkey day foods, pumpkin pie with ready whip, king Hawaiian rolls with lots of butter pats.
We have some
of the Hawaiian rolls. The Hawaiian rolls. Now, I don't view them as essential, but Q is obsessed with them.
Okay.
And I last said no to him in 1964.
Before he was born.
Yeah, before I was born. Okay. Can do without the turkey.
Oh.
Need mom's green bean casserole. I mean, if there's some uniqueness to it, okay. But a lot of hate on the green bean casserole, which I'm just loving. And I don't want the hate at you, Josh. I'm team you, but you'll be in timeout during the break.
That's fine.
Green bean casserole, that disgusting onion strings, get out, gross. Has to be a good stuffing with some ground meat in it. Okay, so what do you think about that? Now, Major was talking about his wild rice and sausage stuffing.
Oh, that sounds good.
I like that.
Yeah.
Hunt, he makes a traditional stuffing. Mm. And one with a little spice.
Oh, a little kick to it.
A little kick to it. Okay. Let's get to this one. Turkey essentials. What we're doing is we're going about little before 1 for the appetizers.
Okay.
And around 4 for the meal. I think we've nailed it.
Okay.
I think we have nailed it. Have we nailed it? We'll come back and get your feedback, because this is a really controversial
timing.
Topic.
Timing.
When is the ideal timing? And if you're not having appetizers, then don't have Thanksgiving. Come on. You got to have appetizers with Thanksgiving. It's not just one meal like that loathsome jerk Adam Carter said earlier in the day. Come on. You got to have some apps. 651-461-9226. Josh, you are aware of the bumper music theme. Dave Josephson just basically gave the middle finger to Dave Harrigan. What is today's bumper music theme?
Well, it's all Thanksgiving related. Got to keep with the theme. It is that time of the week.
Mashed potatoes.
So
mashed
anything potatoes. With some sort of food.
Yeah, this is James Brown.
Connoting Thanksgiving. Okay, Wheelhouse, I'm suggesting Wheelhouse for us. Apps about 1 o'clock, dinner 4. I'm declaring that the ideal time. Josh Wheeler, you say what?
That's right on the mark, actually.
Thank you.
That's how it should
Don't
be.
Don't sound so shocked, yeah. But...
Because some people, like my family, want to eat dinner at 1, if they're doing tomorrow.
Too early.
Yeah, it's a little early for Thanksgiving.
Too early.
Like, at least wait for the parade to be done.
Yeah. We're getting to the parade a little bit, too. Susie, it's an ideal situation with the... All the people want just dull food at your house. We've established that. I mean, nothing better have any spice to it. You know, let's just have some bread laying around. Are you allowed to have butter at this gathering?
Lots of butter.
Okay, lots of butter. First of all, are you an appetizer group, Susie, or just a dinner?
We are an appetizer group. There's a nice table at my Aunt Margaret's house. She's passed, and now it's my cousin Luke's house. Nice table with appetizers. Now,
is that ahead of time?
Ahead of time.
Okay, very good.
And then maybe they're an hour, hour and a half. But we tend to eat on the earlier side, like about 3. Now,
that's fine.
My memory of Thanksgiving throughout my childhood, I was one of 17 first cousins. So when we would gather, it would be a gaggle.
Anybody else named after a problematic drug?
No.
You know, I mean, anybody else like a druggy? You know, since
addict.
Yeah, we found out your nickname from your dad was Boozer. I mean, I just wonder if there are any other nicknames in that area.
Shut up. My fond memory of Thanksgiving, though, is being with all the cousins, having the meal, and then laying around watching football, and then staying late enough to go back with rolls and have a dinner of leftover turkey.
I like it.
That was always really a nice part, like, all of a sudden, you've been there that long, you're ready
good idea.
For... Yeah, anyway, so that's our family.
Okay, that leads to the next one. How soon and how do you kick people out of the house?
Oh.
How soon, and if you're hosting, how do you kick them out of the house? Josh, again, I'm going to you first. let's go with these times. Let's go a little noon appetizer, and let's go 3 for dinner. At what point does Josh Wheeler, down the line... mansion, four children, all named after Jason DeRusha, Jason Jr., Jason the third, Jason the fourth.
Sure.
What point do you kick the cousins out and say, hey, it's been real, get out of here?
As soon as they're done washing my dishes for me.
It's on the list, too. It's on
as
the
soon
list.
As the dishes are in the sink and being washed, it's time to start making that mass exodus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Susie, we'll combo that. If you are at a soiree and it's not your place, okay, and you're not providing 60 to 70% of the meal, your butt better be in the kitchen, right? You better be cleaning up, right?
Well.
Wow. Mm. So you can just, the hint sounds like you can show up, do nothing, and leave. I'm going to say if you're a little bit older. Maybe your age, that's allowed. But those of us who are younger, we can't do that.
You are such a snot rag.
Wow, what a name.
Wow. Are you much older than me?
I am barely older than
that's
you.
That's much to me.
That's not much. Yeah. I find like the dishes sometimes someone just starts. Like it's not the same person. My mom loves to do the dishes because she can't hear.
96-year-old
Kay Jones. Get in there.
Hey, you guys are yelling at your 96-year-old mom while you're going back with, I assume, Josh, it's got to be just white bread at this thing.
Yes.
I mean, no
Shut
way would they have,
up.
They would have wheat
and butter,
bread.
Yes.
And by the way, just the white turkey meat, by the way, they take the dark meat off. And meanwhile, poor Kay, who needs a nap. Come on, Mom, clean.
These plates
aren't going to clean themselves.
She finds doing dishes, I think there's a bit of solace in that. Not doing them, putting them in the dishwasher. I don't know. It's kind of a madhouse. After we eat, everybody's kind of in and out of the kitchen, putting their dishes on the counter. You know how it goes.
No, I don't really.
Do you clean up?
Oh, I'm hosting, participating, and I will be cleaning up. Mm. Absolutely.
Counter?
I don't, like. You know, it wasn't like we had my 98-year-old father going, come on, let's go. Okay.
How,
let's say it was at your place.
Okay.
And you're not exactly a shrinking violet. We've established that a long time ago.
Oh, my God.
How do you kick people out?
Turn on the vacuum cleaner.
You start vacuuming? Okay. That's
a true story. I was at a holiday party with some girlfriends, and what the host started to vacuum. We're like, oh, I guess we should get out of here.
That's right. Okay, if you're the guest, okay, we're getting, what, a 57-50, Josh?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, if you're the guest and you say, well, we better get going, and the host says, so soon, what do you do then?
Oh, man, I don't know. You might just say, like, okay, we got to get up early. I'm working tomorrow.
Yeah. Because they could be offended. They can feel like, wait a second, what did I do? Why?
Right. I don't know. I don't feel like people leave Thanksgiving like that. It's such a lazy day.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all laying on the couch. I mean, you mentioned football, but that is a massive part of
that's
our day.
Okay, how important is football to the day? At your place, it's essential.
Essential.
Josh, I almost called you Cousin Luke there for a second.
It is a staple,
yeah.
Yes.
I have no problem. Now, do you turn it off?
Even if it's white noise, yeah.
What if, Susie, do you turn it off when the main meal is going on?
Turn it down.
It's
still on over there. How about you? Is football going to be on at your house?
Yes, okay. But volume probably off.
Right.
You know. All right.
It's going to be a great day. Happy Thanksgiving to your family.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yeah.
Susie with the news and also.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.